News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, losing my hair made me miserable, and now I'm as bald as an egg. I couldn't be happier. So says Stuart Heritage, who is the author of Bald, How I Slowly Learned to Not Hate Having No Hair, and you can too, and he joins us. Good morning to you, Stuart. Tell us about this, I suppose, your reaction to initially going bald and losing your hair. What age did it start?
Oh, it started, I guess, started earlier than I allowed myself to think it did. Sort of early mid-30s it started to go. And okay. I did everything I could to keep it. It was just the lack of dignity would have shocked you.
Well, I've seen quite a lot of people do quite a lot of things, so I'm not sure about shocked, but tell us what you did.
Oh yeah, no, it's just you think you can get away with it by brushing into a side parting, and that becomes a comb over, and then suddenly, you know, there's a gust of wind and your hair's flapping about, and it's horrible. You look like a bin lid that's sort of gone wrong. just very embarrassing. There's the kind of this the point of a book I've written, Bald, is going bald is much, much, much worse than being bald. That's okay. My grand thesis.
So the journey, it's, you know, people say it's about the journey, it's not about the end point, but the destination. No, this is about the destination, not about the journey.
Rubbish journey, worst journey in the world. it's like you're watching your youth disappear in front of your eyes when you're going bald. But
I have to say, as a woman, so we tend to keep our hair in the main. And as an observer, I don't get it, because I've never thought bald men are unattractive. I've never thought twice about somebody being bald or not. I've never thought of it as a negative in a bloke at all. But that's not how men appear to see it themselves. I mean, there's a huge growth in all these stop yourself from going bald sort of things like transplants, etc. So this is a genuine issue that affects men's self-esteem, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There have been lots of studies about how the effect of going bald has on men. And it has a real quite a profound effect on how they view themselves. They see it as they've lost their youth. They've lost their if they're single, they've lost their romantic sort of potential in a lot of cases. There was a study, I love this, in Germany 24 years ago, where they sent out lots of identical CVs to employers with photographs attached, and they were identical, but some had pictures of bald men attached to them, and some had pictures of men with regular hair. And overwhelmingly, the men with hair were invited in to interview more than the balding men.
It's extraordinary. It actually is. But there's hope at the end of this, because if you are somebody on that journey and you're going, yes, I hate this, I've tried all the lotions and potions and I'm saving up for my hair transplant and I feel miserable. You said when you actually achieved baldness, but actually it was a fait accompli, it was quite freeing.
It is. Yeah, it's. I mean, like from a personal point of view, it's great to have. You feel quite liberated, like you've let go of a burden. It's nice. It's freeing. But then it's, you know, practically it's great as well. I can go swimming with my kids, and I don't have to mess around doing my hair and making sure my hair looks nice. I don't, you know, I hate, I'm sure if any hairdressers are listening, I'm sure they're lovely people, but I hated going to the hairdresser. Now I don't have to. My shampoo bill has gone down dramatically as well. So, you know, it's all good.
Do you think people treat you differently as a bald man? Do you get that sense or are you just beyond caring or how do you feel about it now?
I think I see the positives of it now. I think that it's because so much of someone's personality, you can see their personality in the haircut they choose for themselves. But to rid yourself of that, you could be anyone. I wrote a piece for a newspaper yesterday about it. When I had hair, anytime I went to get my tyres changed or something at a garage, the mechanic would just instantly clock me as someone who knew nothing about cars.
Because of your hair? Did you have kind of lustrous, flowing locks kind of thing?
Yes, like it was like an idiot's haircut, basically. It was a haircut that said, I know nothing about cars. And he was like sort of not mean, but you know, dismissive of me. And I went back a few weeks ago with no hair, and he was like very chummy and calling me mate and stuff. So I think I've disguised
now. You're like
my
Mitchell brother kind of vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, this is it's a whole new world I've never been part of. It's amazing.
Oh. And Stuart, are you really happier? Because, by the way, I don't see, and I mean this 100%, I see nothing wrong with baldness whatsoever as from the female. People look at the male gaze. The female gaze does not hold baldness against men nearly as much as I think men think it does. But are you really happy? Are you really, it's A-OK?
It's almost A-OK. A picture of my head from a different angle than I'm used to will throw me off for a bit. My wife took a picture of me kind of from behind sitting next to my kids a few months ago. And I genuinely saw the photo and thought, who's that old man with my children?
Oh.
But on the whole, great. Yeah. I've come to terms with it and everything's great. Yeah.
Look, the book is out next Thursday, the 25th. Remind people what it's called.
It is called Bald, and then it has a very hard to say subtitle, How I Slowly Learned to Not Hate Having No Hair and You Can Too. But it's called Bald. Right. It's got a picture of an egg on the front. It's very easy to spot.
So it'll be easy to spot. Look, thank you very much for joining us. And I'm sure you look magnificent. I'm absolutely convinced of it. That is Stuart Heritage there. Thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
Now, the time is coming up to 7:42 on News Talk Breakfast. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.